Man, one thing I want to hit on though, and it's kind of side topic, but I just wanted to bring it up is, man, that fiber thing is really sticking with me.
So I just wanted to jump in here real quick. The Nature versus Nurture podcast this week was full of information. And even after we stopped the podcast, we kept going and talking about the topic. So here is that conversation.
That, did I tell you about that? Like fiber, no. How we just pass it out? But.
Fiber.
All, yeah, you pass it out your butt.
Yeah. But
sorry, all, I thought it was but, a new but, or something.
This is the thing that's really hit on me. Like, on like, do we need fiber? Like, because we say we need it. Oh, it's good for your colon, blah, 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 blah. But every other animal that are
we
primate.
We don't need soluble fiber.
Exactly. All these ones, yeah. They convert the fiber into fat. Yeah. Ours just goes right through us. So why is it like fiber? There's but actually been studies that show when people are constipated and have like gut issues, the removal of fiber has helped them.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's soluble fiber. Insoluble fiber, when it comes to like fruit fiber, and even Sean Baker talks about that, how fruit fiber, the pectin, can feed the microbiome.
Good bacteria,
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that, again, back to the fruit thing, that makes so much more sense too. The tree or the organism that bears the fruit wants you to eat it. It wants you to get at the seed and go spread it somewhere. Makes total sense. Makes total sense.
So there's no protective mechanisms in a fruit. It's designed like it's the whore of the plant family. Yeah. It's just out there. It wants to be taken. It's ripe.
Right. That makes honestly, that to me, I don't know, that's where I'm trying to get in the carnivore big time, is like, that makes all the sense. Like it makes.
Yeah.
It does. It makes total sense. I don't know.
When you step back at it, Greg, and that's the thing, like we all tend to jump in and we're like, yes. And then we grab a hold of it. But then we start to, okay, you know what? Yeah. It's bigger than that. Like it starts to embody and encompass other areas. And then you start, and that's the thing. That's what I talk about in regards to the purchase point. Like this whole OMAD, like intermittent fasting, but one meal a day thing could be your purchase point to finding what it is that you need. Like it's that sweet spot. It's that, right?
Well, it's just, again, convenient in my life and I get like an energy high. It's weird. It's
cool.
But again, I feel like I've maybe not to the extent you guys have, but I feel like I've got more of a health base and like I've been working out and playing football. I've got that background that I can maybe try an extreme and see if it works for me. And then instead of someone that has no background at all and trying it and then like, oh, I don't like this at all. I mean, like, right. Like,
but you know yourself, man, you're a quick guy. Like it's back and forth. It's 0 to 60. I'm in or out. So like sometimes these, it's like liking different movies, right?
Right.
Some people love action movies, but some people like this slow ass documentaries.
True.
Right. So really you just got to go with what it is that works that's working for you. And there's no comparison with other people. Right. So, I mean, it kind of suits your personality, Greg, where it's just, you're thinking about so much, you got so much going on that by you not having to think about food is actually creating a more stable environment. So all you need to do is just think about it once a day. And we know that your thought is, it involves your gut because they're both connected. So if you're in a better place and you're eating better and it suits your thought rhythms and your brain waves and all this other stuff, then when you introduce that food, you're in a different mind frame when you introduce it. So your absorbency is going to go up and digestion process is going to go up. And so, I mean, there's a lot of different things you can tie together here that help that make sense for you.
True.
And, you know, again, that's what I'm here to help with. So, I mean, if you were a part of the Insight membership, as opposed to one of the founders, you know, this is a conversation that you and I could have. If you were to say, Neil, you know me because we've been communicating online for the last couple months because of the Insight group. I've been thinking about the OMAD diet. What do you know about it? And, you know, would you first off recommend it? And then the conversation would ensue after that. And then you would feel really good either about not doing it or you would feel really good about doing it. But doing it or not doing it is not my call.
Totally. I'm a big person to try it. If you try it. Like, and that's why I like the group too. Like we can give that advice to them and like, you know what? You want to, if you're stuck, try it. Doesn't work for you.
Watch you.
Yeah. I'm not saying it worked for me. It may not work for you, but give it a go.
Yeah.
Cause you'll never know until you try.
Right? Oh, and that's the part that I want to hit on. That was so important that you said earlier is the fact that people have access to that now. Whereas before, if it's just me and you and we're in this enclosed room or sitting on couches and it's you recanting your week and doing the journal and sticking to the guidelines of the program, you don't get other access like this. Like, you know, I've had three people since Marina posted that. I've had three people contact me about ketosis. I've got one woman with a brain tumor that is that's looking into ketosis now because of, you know, associated research and stuff. But she, again, like these are things and tools that you'd never look at had you not been, you know, had they not been brought to your attention from someone who's more like you than not. You hear about these people doing these extreme diets, but there's, you can't relate to those people.
Yeah, you don't know their background. You don't know anything about them. Yeah, you know nothing.
And there's a disconnect. It's like someone who's flying a personal jet saying that you can make $1 million like them. Well, yeah, but really? Like, there's a huge disconnect to where you are and where they are.
Right.
Whereas the people in Insight, they're connected. They're very close to, you know, the we're all the same.
Well, that's why I find with those like you said, those 12-week programs go, is there's that disconnect. You don't know what they did in between. It's like, look, be like me, follow what I do, but you have no idea what they went through. You don't know how many different things they tried. You mean like if they, you know, they didn't eat for a month or what you mean, like there's, you don't know, right? Like,
And they hide that, Greg. And that's because instead of being proud, like maybe you've got someone like this Gregor guy that does the, he does intermittent fasting and all this other stuff. And, you know, he lives in this big luxurious mansion and he drives the fast cars and he's always got his shirt off and he's, but maybe he had weight issues and maybe he's brought himself up through the trenches, but that's not what they're selling people. They're selling people a quick fix.
What he's got now, which took him however long to get there, right? Yeah.
Right. And he's, I don't feel that they're being transparent and truthful with a lot of the people, and people are stepping in and expecting to have those results in a 12-week period when really it took him 16 years to get there.
Exactly. You hit exactly right.
This is unprecedented, but we had a sign up mid podcast.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Right on. Cool. Send him my way. And
it's it's Diane.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Happy to have you, Diane.
Yeah, I was gonna mention it earlier, and I was like, I don't know if we should or
welcome to the community.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that just sort of happened.
Cool.
All right.